Welcome to Art Scene, KUVO's monthly feature on the visual arts in Denver. And we are very pleased to have with us today Mark Lunning from Open Press. So Open Press is a wonderful institution in Denver, and it has been around for 25 years. And Open Press is considered an atelier, is that correct?
Yes.
And I love to say that word, atelier. Could you tell us what that means?
Well, an atelier is a fine art print studio. It's a place where I assist artists in making their work, and they can also come and print on their own.
Now, you also are a printmaker, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, definitely.
And what processes do you use?
Most of my processes fall under the category of intaglio.
Okay.
What all intaglio has in common is that there's some sort of a fixed matrix, an image on a plate. If it's zinc, copper, polymer, and you rub ink into the texture of the plate, wipe the excess ink off, run it through a press with about 10,000 pounds of pressure.
Wow.
With damp paper, the paper conforms to the shape and texture of the plate and pulls the ink out.
All right. Now, another thing that you are very well known for is sheen collé, which is one of my favorite things that you do. Could you explain that?
Sure. The translation, most printmaking processes for intaglio were developed by the French and Italian. So the term is French, sheen meaning Chinese papers, and then collé is to paste. So in sheen collé, if I have an etching plate and I have it on the press bed and it's inked and ready to go, then I can take those papers, lay them down, spray them with water, dust them with wheat starch. And then I take those papers and I lay them with the glue side up on my etching plate. Then I take the paper out of the soaking sink and blot it, and then lay the printing paper on top of the collé paper, which is on top of the etching plate, run it through the press, and it bonds the papers together and prints at the same time when it goes through the press. I obviously use a lot of different collé papers.
Right. And that's a thing that certainly our listeners can look for when they look at your work. So let's talk about where you're exhibiting your work. This work is opening the month of printmaking at the McNichols Building. So let's talk about the exhibition first. What was some of the criteria for picking the work?
Because the McNichols Building, the third floor, is a very large exhibition space, scale was very important.
Mm-hmm.
And then the diversity of mediums and techniques. I wanted to show the artists that are more active at Open Press kind of got
right.
priority.
Okay. And how many venues are participating in it?
I don't know the exact amount, but we immediately contacted all the schools.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's not a lot of facilities around, but all the schools do. So Metro, CU, Rocky Mountain College of Art and Design, and the Art Students League, they all stepped up right away and got involved, and they're all doing shows and workshops, lectures. It's great.
That's wonderful. Now, there's also some other events, and Eric was telling me about this one. This is the steamroller art, right?
Yeah, that event is going to be on April 12th, 10 to 4 p.m., at the Rocky Mountain College of Art and Design. At 1600 Pierce Street in Lakewood. It's open to the public. We're looking for and encouraging artists to carve a relief plate out of MDF or plywood, 4 by 8 feet. And then
it's a big print.
Yeah, it's a very large print.
Right.
And then they'll show up with their plate, and we'll roll the plate with ink, and then we'll either print on paper or cotton cloth. And then you put another piece of wood on top of it and run the steamroller over it, and then you have a very large print.
That's really great. Okay, so now where can our listeners get more information about the Month of Printmaking and Open Press?
Well, all those places have websites. The Month of Printmaking is moprint.org, and then openpressltd.com.
Okay. Well, we thank you, Mark, very much for being with us today. It's just been really terrific. And the month of printmaking will continue through March, and we'll go on some until April.